It's such a great honor to be back with you guys again. And again, I totally believe that you guys got the number one podcast in America, and you guys are exposing darkness in this generation. So thank you so much for inviting me back.
First of all, Bishop, when you mentioned Johnny, he smiled. That meant a lot to him, so thank you on that. Bishop, you seem to be, your exposure seems to be getting bigger and bigger. I see you on all the big shows. You were on Brother Alex Jones's pod.
Yes.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong, did you host an hour on there as well?
I hosted an hour, absolutely. I hosted the fourth hour, so that was the second time I was on Alex Jones' show. So a lot of his listeners have been emailing me and texting me through social media telling me that is one of, if not the most powerful interview that they have ever witnessed on Alex Jones.
So well, you're doing great things. You're doing great things. How is your life going? I mean, like, you know, so it's like I always tell, I have a friend of mine who lives in New York, and I'm like, yeah, I just had this awesome interview with this guy that the fans just love it, Bishop Larry Gators, and my buddy Howie Dewey. He's like, oh, Larry Gators is huge in New York. New York loves him. So it's like, like you're kind of like the Krispy Kremes of guests, in that Krispy Kreme was really big in New York before it got big everywhere else, and now I feel like you're growing bigger. How has it been like? You're reaching into all these different little wells and meeting all these different people.
It is crazy, my friend. I just got done coming off from a radio show out of Singapore. So my staff gets anywhere from 80 to 120 invitations for the Bishop to be on some radio show or podcast all over the world. So it's absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
I hope that Alex Jones gives you your own show. I think you'd be great on that channel. I think you fit on that channel. I always wanted Alex Jones to do like a Alex Jones After Dark, and let us do a little bit edgy on that show. Not necessarily on his network, on his radio show, but on his like website. But I think you're perfect there. So far, you've come on, you've woken our minds up to the, what do we got, the Kobe. We were woken up to the Thuggies, right? And what else? We just had another
Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, you came on, before Black everybody else was talking about Black Wall Street, you came on here and really opened our eyes to Black Wall Street. And so what are we going to learn about today?
The coming destruction of global darkness. I'm going to run through this quick because it's so powerful. So in order for us to understand on a spiritual level, gentlemen, what's going on around the world, we have to go back into this spiritual, what I call origination background, in order for us to understand the foreground today. So when we talk about the words adrenochrome, right?
Here we are.
Going to expose, if I have time today,
take your time, Bishop. You got as much time as you want.
Societies began, not just in Hollywood, but going back thousands of years in both the Roman and the Greek Empire. So let's start with the term darkness real quick, because in order to understand adrenochrome, we have to look at the term darkness that's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Because that term, quickly, darkness, gentlemen, it comes from two Persian interpretations. Dark in Persian means adrenoch, capital A-D-R-E-N-O-C-H. Notice the last five letters of Enoch. That's where we get the term Enochian, like Enochian keys, which is the language of the occult. Then the term Ness then comes from a second Persian word, intermingled into Latin, and that term is Romulus or Rome. So adrenochrome or Romulus Rome represents not just a part of the human anatomy, which the deep state wants to stay young because they want to extract that element, that chemical compound, from our bodies, but the term Enochian, which is encoded in the term adrenochrome, represents the language of the occult. It also means that which has been libation. Okay, remember Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So then, adrenochrome, okay, it means Enochian libation, or that which has been liquefied, okay, from the dead. This is a matrix here. So the term adrenochrome is also interpreted into the Latin word lucifer, which means to decipher, okay? So, lucifer, to decipher, or to illuminate, illuminato, illuminati, or that which is the sun of the morning, Isaiah 14 and 12. So, the term morning in Persian means coven. Lucifer is the son of the morning, or the son of the coven, of which we call covenant. That's a covenant of witchcraft.
Yes.
As we're talking about the coming global destruction of darkness. Also, the feminazi interpretation for Lucifer is Lucy. Lucy in the sky, the drug, or Lilith. So then, in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent approaches the woman as a man, as Lucifer. Then the serpent approaches Adam, okay, as a woman, or Lucy, because Satan is a chameleon. So to understand what darkness is, we have to decipher the term darkness. Quickly here, also the term Lucifer also comes from a second Persian term, which is also a Greek term, signifying hydrogel. What is hydrogel? Well, hydrogel is a chemical compound that the deep state is preparing in the form of a vaccination injected into the body, it reads and replicates your DNA and my DNA in order to compromise our genotype to become Luciferic. So this is the coming destruction of global darkness. Another two terms for Lucifer quickly are the terms phosphorus and phosphate. Oh, that's interesting. So phosphorus, the last five letters reveal the word Horus, or the third eye, or Osiris. As a side point, gentlemen, when you look on Google Images and look up the strand for the Ebola strand, each strand within Ebola is shaped like an eye, the eye of Osiris, or the eye of Horus. These devils are great meticulators of dark matter. So phosphorus or Horus or phosphate or hate. And so this represents the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness. Quickly here, now remember the biblical story in Genesis 3 and 5, where the serpent says, "You will be as gods, knowing good," that last letter D connected to evil, you get the term devil. Well, gentlemen, when you connect the words as to the word God, then you get an ancient Roman word signifying that which has been regenerated or that which has been edited. Okay? This is hydrogel, or MCR5, which is a vaccination made out of the flesh and the tissue of dead fetuses. Why? Because Lucifer L, Satan S, Devil D, LSD, and also to your biblical students to understand the coming destruction of what you and I call global darkness. In Ezekiel 28:13, the king of Tyrus, and that term Tyrus, when properly interpreted in Persian, it means tied or to attach to Lenol. This is where we get the pharmaceutical term Tylenol.
Oh, my God.
Pharmakia, witchcraft or darkness. So then Genesis 3 and 5 as gods, knowing good and evil, okay? Now, it's interesting quickly here in Genesis 3 and 7. Now, you notice Adam did not have a natural mouth. God breathed into his nostrils. Adam did not see from here. Adam saw from here. I'm not talking about the adrenal gland or the third eye. Adam had the ability to see the world without time. Adam didn't have any cells or genes or genochrome. Now, as a side note, how many chromosomes do we have in the human body? 46. 23 from the mother, 23 from the father. In Genesis chapter 3, Brother Sam, according to the King James Version, 46 words does the serpent speak to the woman. But you and I have 46 chromosomes, adrenochrome, or the chromosomes of that which has been edited, okay? So this is the coming destruction of global darkness.
Okay.
Yeah, so then Ezekiel 20:13, quickly.
Okay.
The first three stones represent the nature of what darkness is. Well, the first letter of Sardis is S, topaz T, diamond D, STD. So when I say STD, first word that comes to your mind, sexually transmitted diseases. So adrenochrome, or that which is been extracted from the human body in order to redesign darkness. Now, quickly, as a side note, in the book of Enoch, actually there are four volumes of the book of the prophet Enoch, which were extracted from the original canon of what you and I call the Bible. Who took it out? Constantine, who was one of the fathers of the Caesarian Empire, which later built the Vatican. Another topic for another day. So in Enoch chapter 6, it shows a roster, gentlemen, of 20 fallen angels. And every name reveals a demonic code. Okay, simply it means the genetical code of darkness will redesign the creation of God. So pre-fall Adam, he was total spirit. Now in Genesis 3 and 7, after he fell, because this closed, but these open. And now the word says in Genesis 3 and 7, quickly, that Adam and his wife Eve made themselves aprons. That represents the insignia of the Masonic order, or the logo of your Gmail account, which is the apron, which means that which has been Masonic.
Yeah.
How did Adam and Eve learn that? Well, they got that knowledge from the serpent, or Nakash. Because you and I have been taught for years that the fruit was an actual fruit. No, the fruit that they partook of was of the nature that was forbidden to them, which was the knowledge of good and evil. They partook of the anatomy of Lucifer. That's another topic for another day. So when they ate that which is luciferic, then luciferic ate them. And this is a part of what we call adrenochrome. Adam didn't have adrenochrome, but after he came into contact with the serpent, he obtained adrenochrome. Where did that come from? That came from the serpent. As we're talking about the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness. Now, a couple more minutes before we give the floor over to you guys for Q&A. I am a contract-killing machine. I don't have a lot of friends, and thank God I had friends out there in Los Angeles with you guys. My job is to not to make friends. My job is to captivate the head of this snake.
Respect.
And to push these devils into hell as fast as I can. Now, quickly here, now that term, darkness, in Genesis 1 and 2, is also a Babylonian interpretation of two words. Dark comes from the Babylonian term Riaf, capital R-I-A-F, which means that which is dark. And the term nest comes from a second Babylonian term, okay, is Yaw, Y-A-W, that which is traffic or trafficking.
Oh my
so
God.
So that term Riaf, Yaw, is a Babylonian term for darkness. Now, since Hebrew, gentlemen, is written from right to left, then that term, Riaf Yaw, or darkness, reveals the word wayfarer.
Oh my God!
And darkness, or wayfarer, was upon the face of the deep. That's the beginning of what you and I call the deep state.
Oh my God!
The state of the human body that's been re-edited and re-generically designed by Lucifer, Satan, and the devil as a wayfarer, as a way for humanity to be reconnected, not back to God, but to be stolen from to hell. So Riaf Yaw is a Babylonian term or wayfarer. It means gene editing or that which has been trafficked. Now I gotta say this here before we get the flow over to you guys. Oh my God, I'm telling you, I've got a 10-4 head anointing here today.
Here we go.
Talking about the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness. Now going back 3,000 years quickly, during the Babylonian Empire, once a year, gentlemen, families used to sacrifice a child, whether their child or a child in their bloodline, a niece or a nephew.
Oh, man.
They would sacrifice that child at home and put that child in a piece of a furniture. So the term firm means that which is encased, and chur means culture. So that child that was sacrificed to Astaroth, Baal, and Molech was strategically inserted in that piece of furniture and taken to the altar of Astaroth, Baal, and Molech. So what Wayfair is doing today, now people say, you know, the owners of Wayfair said this wasn't true. What else do you expect from a pig other than a grunt? Of course they're going to say that. So getting back to the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness, there's another interpretation, gentlemen, of what you and I call darkness, and that is the word omnikinesis. So omni means all, kinesis means that which has been manipulated. Notice the term kin. It means bloodline. So omnikinesis, all manipulation through a bloodline, which is now being genetically reprogrammed through oncoming vaccinations, MCR5, or hydrogel. Now, as a side point, the term hydrogel is also another Latin Vulgate word meaning Lucifer. So they are putting, will put Lucifer in your DNA and Lucifer in your RNA in order for that, what they call luciferase, or a yellow substance, to replicate your DNA. So the term darkness, omnikinesis, or the term darkness also means telekinesis. Well, you got the Crack News Network, You got MSNBC through Rachel Madcow Maddow. These devils are operating under what you and I call telekinesis, television, or media. Medium is a witch. A witch is a female warlock, and a male warlock is a female witch. As we're talking about the oncoming destruction of what you and I call global darkness. Now, quickly here, in Leviticus 17 and 11, it talks about that the life of the flesh is in the blood. But the deep state doesn't think like that, that the life of the flesh is in the blood, that every individual has value. They think the complete opposite. Not the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the blood is in the flesh, okay? So the life of the blood is in the flesh, or the code of darkness. So is another term for darkness, and that is called esokinesis, capital E-S-S-O, kinesis. What does that mean? It simply means that the individual or the deep state has the ability to manipulate reality according to the level of darkness that they're connected to. Esokinesis, or the ability to make oneself a god, or you'll be as gods, Genesis 3 and 5, knowing good and evil. Well, what is kinesis, Brother Sam? It comes from the root word kinetic, or kinetic energy. So then, kinetic means it is a undercurrent of a spirit that manipulates one's emotions to give forth a reaction from the people. George Floyd, Minneapolis, Baltimore. This is what we call witchcraft, or the manipulation of emotion. Now, as a side point here, as we're talking about the coming global destruction of what we, you and I, call darkness. Now, you and I are very familiar with the number 322. Now, in the word of the Lord, every chapter 3, verse 22 of each of the 66 books of the word of the Lord talks about darkness, talks about regeneration or gene editing. Every chapter 3, verse 22 of each of the 66 books of the word talks about regeneration or re-editing. Well, that is on, talking about 322, on the logo of the skulls and bones, 322. Now, when COVID-19 came out in China, in as early as November of last year, the South China Morning News reported that the first 322 patients received this COVID-19, or they contracted this disease. So why would the skulls and bones put that number in as 322? Because it represents a high-ranking, okay, orator in Greek history. His name was Demosthenes, capital D-E-M-O-S-T-H-E-N-E-S, or Demosthenes. He represents the deep state in that time period, okay, of 322, okay, A.D. So Demosthenes, according to the book, the Athenian democracy, in the age of Demosthenes, structure, principles, and ideology, is written through his book that Barnes & Noble swears up and down that it doesn't exist, but I've got a copy as we're talking about of Global Darkness. So Demosthenes was the first man in Greek history to perform adrenochrome festivals and sacrifices of children. Demosthenes was a man, not just a great orator, was also the head of child trafficking in the Greek Empire that also included Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, all involved in pedophilia and child sacrifice. We have to move on here. So then, not just Demosthenes, who represents that number 322 AD, that's on the insignia of the skulls and bones. There is a second book about Demosthenes called Demosthenes on the Crown, which means COVID, Cambridge Greek and Latin Classics. It talks about Demosthenes was the first man in Greek history to build underground networks for pedophilia.
Involved
Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates. So Demosthenes is looked upon through the skulls and bones as a god. Now also Demosthenes this man created Bed Bath in 1971 and added Beyond in 1987. So Bed Bath and Beyond, their distributors are nothing but witches and warlocks because they sell bath crystals, okay? Oils, okay? And many oils here in New York City sold on the street. Most of these oils are made from the crushed fingernails of witches. Listen, this is the reason why people are getting sick and getting cancers, because they're connected to a source that's not of God. So Bed Bath and Beyond, one of their biggest sales is not just bath crystals, but is there's a potion called Witch Hazel. Oh, Lord, I wish I had time. So Witch Hazel is going back into Roman history, named after a witch called Hazel. And this witch, we're talking about going back to 1666, 666, which was also the same time period where the Vatican had a homosexual priest, St. Valentine's. That's another topic for another day. Hazel made a composition, okay, through oils and waters, oils made out of crushed fingernails, of witches. I know people think, they're thinking in their mind, this is crazy. We're talking about the coming global destruction of darkness. Why, gentlemen? Because what is natural to God is unnatural to Satan. What is natural to Satan is unnatural to God. What is normal to God is a paranormal to Satan.
Oh, God.
That which is a paranormal to Satan is unnormal to God. So remember quickly here before we give the floor over for Q&A, is that Christ on the cross, and to you biblical students, quickly, notice the term here, Christ. That's not his last name. Notice the last name of Jesus is encoded on the cross in the letters I-R-H-N or I-N-H-R. Well, those four Hebrew and Greek and Latin letters, I-H-R-N or I-H-N-R, depending on the scholar who writes it, that was a name called Pandira, P-A-N space D-I-R-A, which was the maiden name of Mary according to Josephus. So the last name of Jesus that he wrote on his tax returns or paying his taxes was his mother's maiden name, Pandira, or I-H-R-N, that's on the cross. Your minds are being blown. That's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
So then Christ,
I can't believe Jesus paid taxes.
Cross, yes. So Christ on the cross, he was given a decomposition of vinegar mingled with gall. Now, according to Roman military history, gall was a composition that's combined with the blood of a serpent and the adrenochrome of a child that was sacrificed before a man or a woman was to be crucified. So that term, gall, it doesn't come from a plant. That's a lie we've been told. That term gall is a composition of both serpent blood and the adrenochrome from a child's body that was mixed or mingled or masked, the spell was, with vinegar. Jesus rejected that. This, what we're going through now, this is something that's not new, as we're talking about the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness. 1969 was a woman by the name of Louise Eugner, okay? Capital H-U-E-B-N-E-R. So the city of Los Angeles in 1968 had given her an embossed seal of license where she was ordained by Los Angeles County in Los Angeles. You can look it up on Google Images. Louise Eugner, okay, who was sexually abused as a child, just like Marina Abramovich, that other witch. So Louise Eugner in 68 became the witch of Hollywood. One of the areas that she had demonically blessed was the land called Calabasas. Kobe Bryant. Another topic for another day. So in the song here, Hotel California, okay, it says here we haven't had that spirit here since 1969. Now, as a side point, gentlemen, the term California is composed of two words. I mean, I'm excited here today. It's composed of two Greek words. Kali. Now, remember that goddess Kali, okay? The goddess of the Funky Seeker Society,
right,
with her right leg on George Floyd. Kali, K-A-L-I. But that is also a transliteration into Kali, capital C-A-L-I, which means goddess. Then the term pornia means pornia or fornication, pornography, pedophilia, okay, masturbation, and bestiality. So when a person says, I live in California, they're saying that they are walking in the style of the goddess Kali, which her favorite color, according to Hindu mythology, was black. Well, you have a witch in Hollywood in the music industry. Her name is Beyonce. So Bey, B-E-Y, means goddess, and ounce means the measurement of that darkness. She has a song in a manifesto that says, black is king. That's a devil. That is a lie from the gates of hell. Black is not king. Jesus Christ is king. So California, you can check out, but you can never leave, okay? You can check in and get all of the benefits of pretty boys, okay? And pretty little lesbian girls, but you cannot leave. We haven't had that spirit since 1969. Louise Eugner, okay? California or pornography. And this is where the psyop of black Americans comes from. Not all, but most, when they say, I want to know my ancestors. So the term ancestor comes from ancestral or incest or sestriality, which is an insect, set, or cis. So when one says, I want to know my ancestors, you have to understand the bloodline of every individual is filled with demons, okay?
Oh,
that's
man.
Where we get the term culture or culture when we're talking about the coming destruction of global darkness. 5 minutes and I'm done, brother Sam. Man, now, when we're talking about the American gang industrial complex, terminology and the name of Pyru in Finnish or Finland terminology is the word smart aleck. I kid you not, brothers. That term, smart aleck, that you and I have been saying since the day we were born, is connected to the psyop of this demon, Pyru. Now, the Glee actress, okay, who recently was found dead in Lake Pyru in California, right? What is her name? Rivera. Naya Rivera. She was 33 years old, brothers. 33 degrees within the Masonic order. Now, somebody says, that's by accident. No, nothing is by accident as we're talking about the coming destruction of global darkness. So Pyru then becomes the Bloods. So the German term for Bloods is the term Polter, capital P-O-L-T-E-R, which means to polarize. And the Germanic term for Crypt is the German word Geist, G-E-I-S-T, then Poltergeist, Bloods, Polter, Crypts, Geist in the German lexicon. Now, Polter, Blood, also means para in Greek, which means that which is above. Polter, Bloods, para, or that which is above. The term Geist means Crypts, or that which is normal, so below. Ah, so that which is above is also that which is below. Poltergeist, Bloods, Crypts, paranormal, above blood, so is beneath Crypts. Though the blood in the crypt is killing each other above ground because they're controlled by a kingdom of demons below the ground. We're talking about a psyop of a coming global destruction. So the term poltergeist, blood polarized, crypts, geist, or that which is normal, paranormal. So the American gang industrial complex, gentlemen, is operating not by the Spirit of God, whose name is the Lord Jesus Christ, but the blood in the crypt. Unconsciously, they don't know that they are walking in the psyop of that which is polter in Geist, a ghost, okay, like in the movie Power, or blood in crypts, paranormal. That which is above blood equals that which is below the crypt. Also, this is where we get the term pyrothyroid or glands, okay, or parasitical. I'm almost done here, boy. I'm flown here today. So Pyru then becomes the Bloods, okay? Now, going back during the history of what we call the historicity of Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, before every battle, Brother Sam, would always sacrifice a pigeon, or a bird. He would dip the body of that pigeon or bird into dyes, okay? Red and blue. That represents blood and crypts. So I'm talking about the psyop of Alexander the Great, okay? And whose flag, the Macedonian flag, has a 16-pointed star, which represents global witchcraft. That 16-pointed star is also on the insignia of the shield of the Central Intelligence Agency. So, also, in the days of Alexander the Great, not only would he sacrifice that pigeon and dip that bird in a as we're talking about the coming destruction of global darkness. In my conclusion, also there is a term here called abracadabra. Well, that term, abracadabra, when interpreted into Aramaic, abra means blood, and cadabra means a coffin, or a sarcophagus, or a crypt. Blood and crypt. So, when one says abracadabra, they are invoking an ancient demon, which is now possessed, not just the blood and the crypt, but they have possessed the entire American gang industrial complex. Abra, okay, blood, cadabra, crypt, abracadabra in Aramaic. There's a second here. Oh my God, I'm getting started here. There's a second interpretation for blood and crypt. It's from the Arabic lexicon. So the Arabic word for blood is alaka. Write it down, capital A-L-A-K-A, which means DNA or blood. And the second Arabic word, zam, C-A-M, means casket in Arabic. This is where you get the term alakazam. Man, I wish I had more time here tonight. Alakazam. So you got abracadabra, blood's crypt in Aramaic, and alakazam, blood's in crypt in Arabic, or Arabic. So in my conclusion, the term tyru in Persian also means that which is conjured up, okay? Or it also means extrasensory perception, or that which is insidious. So that is the conclusion, gentlemen, of the coming global destruction of what you and I call darkness. And this is kind of a two-part series that we're going to get into. Very powerful here today.
Yes. So right now, Johnny, what time are we at? Okay. So we were having a bunch of feedback. That's why I didn't want to cut you off, because you were cooking with gas there. It doesn't seem like there, but every time I talk, I hear a big, like, which is probably...
Yes.
Okay. Man, Bishop, there's so much to break down here. So at the beginning, you had talked about this virus. What you are talking about right here is this... We're hearing it a lot, and I don't know if you've seen the videos of Bill Gates, but he's backtracking. Like, he's taking fire right now, and it is affecting him. And you can tell because he's stammering when he talks, because he knows that the minute he says a lie, he gets debunked. And I hate that word debunked, because it's tend to use against conspiracy theorists, right, by people who've done no research, but he gets debunked. And what you were talking about is that this virus, they say, is going to reorganize your DNA. You're not going to be the same person, and the DNA you pass on is not going to be the same person. And you're telling me this is the work of the devil.
That's exactly what it is. Because now, remember, if I could read a scripture, goes what you said, Brother Sam, absolutely blew my mind, and you guys are teaching me as well as we're talking about the coming global destruction of darkness. Now, in the Gospel according to St. John, and to answer the premise of your powerful question, St. John chapter 5, verse number 3, okay? In this pool lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Okay, that's in John 5 and 3. Notice the term moving. Now, when we examine the ancient Greek text, not the not this watered down Greek language that people speak today, but according to the ancient Greek Hellenistic text, the word moving means to be regenerated. listen, chapter 5, verse 4 of John. For an angel, stop right there. So, in the original biblical text, going back thousands of years, that was written on papyri or paper, words were not split into two separate words like they are now in the word of the Lord. Every word was interconnected. So in John 5 and 4, it says, for an angel. So then, when you connect the words and, A-N, to the word angel, then you also get a Latin word, anagel, which means hydrogel. Now, one may ask, Bishop, what is hydrogel? Hydrogel is injected for cell delivery and tissue regeneration, the moving of the water, throughout the body. And that hydrogel, through injection, okay, attaches to the cell of the human genome and begins to read every DNA and every RNA so that hydrogel or Lucifer can begin to replicate your DNA from being human to non-human. This is what we get the term nanotechnology or nanoparticles or transhumanism. So this term an angel or anagel in John 5 and 4, it also means hydrogel. It reads the human DNA code and thereby begins to replicate it, not according to the design that God gave you and I, but to redesign it according to the heart and the intent of the fallen angels, going back to Genesis 6. So, in my conclusion, in John chapter 5, verse 4, an angel came down. Angels, true angels, don't have the ability to heal, Brother Sam. So, since this is not an angel, it is a principality demon that was sent to that area, okay, in the form of a vaccination in order to change or to replicate the pool. Now, somebody said, well, Bishop, they were healed. Well, Satan has a counterfeit healing. So according to the premise of your question, yes, hydrogel, MCR5, which is made from the composition, gentlemen, of dead cells from dead fetuses. These devils want to depopulate the earth.
Yes,
they want to depopulate us through MCR5 and through what you and I call hydrogel.
Yes. So I'm hearing that.
This is so powerful. Now, you get people like little Tony Midget Fauci and Dr. Deborah 3000 Scarf Burks who don't know what the hell they are doing, and they're sent there to undermine the president. They're trying to redesign through what we call soft coagulation. On the forearm of Baphomet, which also means Mohammed or Muhammad. Baphomet. So those words, solve, E.T. coagula, or coagulation, means the deep state is going to dissolve a certain population in order to refill that space with the blood of the elite. So down through the years, the Tavistock Institute, Brother Sam, the Tavistock Group, the Tavistock Clinic, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, in the Tavistock populate your night, brother. Powerful information.
No, it is. And a lot of guys don't remember the Tuskegee. Is that it? Tuskegee experiments? It's just unbelievable. You know, you said something earlier, dark matter, and what dark matter.
Yes.
You know, what does that sound like? Black Lives Matter. Black matter.
Because these three witches, okay, Alicia Garza, Obo Temeni, and Patrice Cullors, and they're witches not because they're women. They're witches not because they're black women, but Brother Sam. They are witches because they're operating under a spirit that does not come from God. So Black Lives Matter was not organically created by black people, like organizations in the 50s and 60s. So there is a word, oh my God, I want you to write down, gentlemen, and to all of your listeners who are my students tonight, this word is called Heterio paternal super fecundation. Write it down.
Heterio, do you want me to write that down?
This is mind blowing here. That term here, heterio, capital H E T E R, okay, O E A T E R N A L. So then, gentlemen, that is heterial, paternal, now the term super fecundation.
That came up right after.
S-U-P-E-R-F-E-C-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N. Now one may say, Bishop, when is heterial super fecundation? That is a scientific word stating that a mother who is pregnated with fraternal twins, whether it's a boy and a girl, and a girl and a boy, or a boy, boy, or girl, girl, these fraternal twins have the same mother, Brother Sam, but they don't have the same father.
Whoa.
Let me say this again.
I just had twins. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, not you. You're fine. I'm sure both twins.
I'm like, which one's mine?
Or two Sams. Listen. So, heterio, paternal super fecundation. Now, remember Cain and Abel. Now, Cain in the Hasidic language also means blood.
Yeah.
And Abel is Crips. So, Cain and Abel together, cannibal. Or that which is cannibalistic. Another topic for another day. So Cain and Abel were fraternal twins who belonged to the same mother, Eve, but not to the same father. The father of Abel was Adam, but the father of Cain was the serpent.
Oh my God.
When I look at Antifa, being the military arm of Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter being the propaganda arm of Antifa, so both Antifa and Black Lives Matter are political and spiritual fraternal twins. They both, Brother Sam, have the same mother, George Soros, but they don't have the same father. The father of Antifa is General Reinhard Gillen, the Nazi master spy during the Third Reich, Action, capital A-K-T-I-O-N, which means action or Antifa, okay? Anti-fascist. But the father of Black Lives Matter is the Thuggee Seeker Society. Going back to the 1300s, this is where you get the term thug life, because the interpretation for Kaylee was not only divination, but also the term Kaylee means light, thug light. So Cain and Abel is the embodiment of heterial super fecundation, okay? Because the father of Cain is the serpent. The father your society. This is what we call heteropaternal superfecundation. Now, there are cases now, gentlemen, as we're talking about the coming destruction of global darkness and on the 10-4 Hat Show, the number one podcast in America.
Boom, there you go.
There are mothers in China. This is nothing against our Chinese brothers and sisters. There are test cases of mothers having triplets from the same mother, but from three different fathers.
How?
Or having quad triplets, four kids from the same mother, but four children from four different fathers. Heteropaternal superfecundation. This is demonic, okay? And this is the reason why Antifa will be destroyed and Black Lives Matter will be destroyed. Remember this term I brought up some time ago? And this scientific term called neuroplasticity. That is a neuroscientific term, which simply means that the human brain grows into the shape of what the individual is thinking at that moment. And because of past enslavement of Black people, I'm not teaching victimhood now, because I'm a Black conservative. What I'm doing is stripping back the dark matter, which has manipulated the Black psyche for the past 430 years. So when they look at Derek Chauvin, they don't look at him as a criminal. They look at him as a white man. Why? Because Black America has been preconditioned.
Yes.
Within this construct called the Matrix. That's neuroplasticity, which gives birth, and I'm done here today, which gives birth to neural parasitology. What is neural parasitology? That's when, because of the plasticity part of a people who don't know who they are, they're making wrong decisions, poor decisions about their health. So, you don't see liquor stores in white neighborhoods for the most part.
Yeah.
You see liquor stores in Black and Latino neighborhoods, death insurance, billboards with death insurance, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, Church's Fried Chicken that used to be owned by the Klan in the 80s and 90s. Now, because of neuroparasitology, when these people begin to eat poison, Brother Sam, they develop parasites which then travel to the brain and then overtake the personality and the decision-making of that individual in order for them to riot, okay? So because of neuroplasticity and neuroparasitology through bad dieting, now today's Black person, not all, but most, has been redesigned into a new slave. This is where we get the term manumission.
Hold on.
Mission. That's when you have a redesigned Black people. Black folks, stop talking about the holiday, what you call Juneteenth. Well, Oh my God. There was a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Mason, a general in the North by the name of Gordon Granger, who then was commissioned, my brothers, by Ulysses S. Grant to travel from Washington, D.C. to Galveston, Texas, to give a decree on the 19th of June in 1865, stating, and I quote, that all slaves are to be free slaves. Wait a minute now. Whoa. He didn't say that all Black people of African-centric origin are free. He said all slaves, Brother Sam, all slaves. Proclamation in 1863 and through the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865, but psychologically and emotionally, black people have only been redesigned as a modern-day slave. Now, when I was on InfoWars, okay, the other day, I was exposing Harriet Tubman. I know a lot of us have been taught she was the Moses.
Whoa.
But Harriet Tubman was a paid agent of the Rothschilds through the Northern Military and Financial Industrial Complex.
So Kanye West was right?
She lived with black people because she loved them, but she was paid through Ulysses S. Grant and by abolitionists like Albert Pike, like John Brown, okay, and many more abolitionists, including Frederick Douglass, who was a Prince Hall Mason, to deliver anywhere from 70 to 300 people. Most of the slaves were engineers, craftsmen, and land surveyors. They were recruiting, the North was recruiting black engineers and black land surveyors and brick masons to build the Northern military structure for the impending Civil War. So the code name for Harriet Tubman, because she was a spy during the advent of the Civil War that started on the 12th of April in 1861 and ended on the 9th of April in 1865, her code word was sarcophagus. What is a sarcophagus? A sarcophagus is a casket or a coffin. So Harriet Tubman is not a hero. Harriet Tubman had also murdered a few slaves because they were going to expose her as a lying dog.
God!
That's a fallacy. Now, black people are going to write you, man, and say, well, Bishop, he's an Uncle Tom. I don't care. I am a contract-killing machine that's been raised by God to expose Harriet Tubman. When you look at her photo on Wikipedia, she has her fingers interlocked with her thumb going up north. That is a hand symbol, brothers, of a high-ranking Prince Hall Mason. She was both a Prince Hall Mason and a member of the Eastern Stars, which their founder was a man by the name of Rob Morris, who was also the one that paid off Harriet Tubman to bring the slaves to the North to be sold to slave masters of the North. We never talk about Northern racism. We always talk about Southern racism. Why do they want to destroy Confederate statues? Because the truth is hidden in the statutes, and that is the coming global destruction of what we call darkness. This is mind-blowing information that you guys received tonight.
Hey, can I ask you real quick, what was the Enoch connection in the beginning?
What does that sound?
It sounds like a speaker.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So the term adrenochrome, there is those sacred letters within adrenochrome of what we call Enoch or the Enochian keys. That's one of the books that were taken out of the original canon that we call the Bible. So the Enochian keys is what they call the language of the
Oh. I just want to say, the reason I'm asking is, you know what that sounds like? Inoculate. Vaccine.
Yes! Oh my God. Say that again, brother.
They're coming for us with...
Say it again, dude!
Inoculate. Again. It sounds it's like Enoch, phone. Yeah. Same thing. Apocalyptic.
Yes, and so when we talk about adrenochrome, chromosome, or Microsoft Chrome, so you and I have 46 chromosomes.
Google Chrome. That's Google Chrome. That is their...
Google Chrome. Ah, Google. Thank you, sir. Google Chrome. Thank you, sir. So Now, Jesus said in John, he says, I can destroy this temple. Not just this temple, this temple, and raise it up in 3 days. Well, the Sanhedrin Council, the Khazarian mob, had replied, it took our fathers 46 years to build this temple on 46 chromosomes. 23 from the mother, 23 from the father. The serpent spoke 46 words, according to the King James Version, to the woman in Genesis chapter 3. 46. How did the serpent know about chromosomes? Because when we talk about snakes, and I got to say this too, I am so sick and tired of Black America accepting leaders as celebrities who are called 50 Cent, Quarter, Nickel, Penny, Ice Tea, Ice Cube, Ice Tray, Pitbull, Little Kitten. Why? Because they're slaves, okay?
Yes.
So they think that their skin color is who they are.
You said something very important. Hold on. I want to say something real quick. Because you brought up something that I think is very important. You are saying that the food that and the lifestyle that is being pushed on the Black community is basically reprogramming their DNA.
Yes.
What it sounds like you are saying is, we know in the animal kingdom, right, Johnny, that there is a virus that gets into a mouse that will cause the mouse to have no fear of cats.
Yeah.
So it will run into a cat and get eaten by a cat, and then get. It's like this weird thing that happens where it gets pooped out and it grows again. And we also see that happen in insects, where this virus will get into an insect. The insects will crawl up and then will just explode and shoot it all over.
It's toxoplasmosis, if you want to look it up. That's the it also infects humans, but it
But
it,
yeah, I mean, that's what he's talking about.
Well, it affects
right
him differently, though. The thought was that it makes. Men, I think, more sexually aggressive, and women
and they always
more
say
sexually
people that
pliable.
Were like on motorcycles were like super crazy. Those people have the adrenaline, always have a cat, and it always comes down to like the whole cat having the parasite and somehow it gets to you. But all those
everybody's blowing minds today.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think they talked about on Rogan that's why they think people in Brazil are so sexual, is because there's a high percentage of them that are infected with toxoplasmosis.
Yeah. See, and that again, it gets back to that term that we used earlier, not just neuroplasticity, but neuroparasitology. Because slavery was actually never in reality abolished. Slavery has been redesigned through our diet.
Jail.
So then the diet of the slave, we didn't eat slop. Coming from Africa. We didn't eat pork. We didn't eat bacon, okay? And grits, okay? And bird guts. We didn't, listen, or pig guts. That was not our diet. So they knew, the deep state of the South, because the Klan was not created by white people. Listen to my white brothers and sisters. The Klan was not created by white people. It was created with Rothschild money, through an attorney by the name of Judah Philip Benjamin. Okay?
That's the truth, dude. Ain't that
the
truth?
Yes, so white people have been lied to. We've all been played. Not just when we're talking about the transatlantic slave trade and the creation of the Klan coming from the scion of the Knights of the Golden Circle, but the global systemic slave trade, okay, was not created by white people. 90% of the ships were owned by the Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, and the Warburgs. I'm not talking about Jewish people. I'm talking about Khazarian devils.
Khazarian.
The synagogue of Satan. But our diet, okay, which is now parasitical. So then, it alters the brain function of the Black, not just the Black person, any person, that the mindset becomes parasitic. So then, that hamburger, that meat from McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, came from now become the brain matter in the psyop of a people who don't know who they are. Slavery has been redesigned. Now you have multi-million dollar slaves. Do you know where basketball came from? Not from Dr. James Naismith. Stop. Basketball came from a man by the name of Willie Lynch in 1712. When you read the book, The Oxford Dictionary of the Transatlantic Slave Trade, it says in chapter 7 that in 1712, that any slave, okay, throughout the Caribbean islands or throughout the South here in the United States, any man that will leave the plantation, okay, or was even thinking about leaving the plantation, if they were caught, their testicles were cut off, extracted. They were castrated, okay? And the slave masters would take those testicles, dip them in brown paint, dry them the next day, dry them in the sun, and throw them into baskets. That's where we get the sport basketball.
Oh, my God.
James Naismith.
Ruin basketball.
90% of Negroes who are playing for a brand new plantation called the National Basketball Association. Now, if you think about leaving the plantation, Kobe Bryant, they will take you out.
Ain't that the truth?
Where football came from? Not from Canton, Ohio, through the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Well, that term football also went back into the early 1700s through Willie Lynch and all of the slave masters of the South. Any man that they caught leaving the plantation, or any woman or any child, if they did not have a pass to leave the plantation, that's your contract, LeBron James. If you did not have a pass, your head was decapitated and stuffed inside of a gutted pig for the other slaves to kick around.
Oh my
God. That's why
God.
The football is called the pig skin.
Oh my. Johnny is mind blown.
But you got 80% of these Negroes in the NFL.
Oh, that's Bishop Larry Gaynor's talking.
Slaves. Let me take a knee because I believe in Black Lives Matter. They're fools because they're nothing more than a modern day slave that's been redesigned. Every sport, the origin of it, even baseball and hockey, originated into the Atlantic slave trade. When you look at a slave ship, if you guys get an opportunity to look it up on Google Images, the slave ship is shaped like the modern day athletic tennis shoe. Oh, come on, Nike. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done.
Oh, gosh.
So when you go back into the 1700s, including Willie Lynch and most of the slave masters, not just here in the United States, but also throughout the Caribbean islands, okay? So those slaves, a man who were commanded by their slave master to entertain other plantation owners during festivals. So that many of the slave masters would make a special shoe out of rubber for the men slaves to dance all night in front of the slave masters and their families in that territory, whether it's Virginia or Texas or Louisiana. So that was the precursor of the coming American athletic shoe industrial complex, which the sole of that shoe at the bottom is shaped like an ancient slave ship. This is a psyop concerning the psychic of Black America. We don't know who we are because they're nothing but slaves on a plantation.
Man, he's Bishop Larry Gaynor. We He came, he saw, he blew our minds. Johnny blew our minds, and she blew our minds, and I'm always having my mind blown. Bishop, one more time, where can they find you?
Thank you so much. They can find me. Go to liferadionj.com/gators. That's liferadionj.com/gators. G-A-I-T-E-R-S. And also, they can find us on iHeartRadio.com/podcast, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Also, you can find us on Google Podcasts and all the SoundCloud, all of the